Orlando Delta 8, India, India Bravo. My name's Kevin, and I'm here in Grove City. The format of tonight's net will be like we've done over a year now, where I will just take check-ins by quadrants, any stations, then any stations outside of Franklin County, and then we'll go back to those stations having announcements, primarily the leadership team. And hopefully everybody remembered that the meeting starts at 7:30 tonight, but we'll start in the quadrants. Any stations wishing to check in the northeast quadrant, please call.
Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, KA8RLC, Cal.
Kilo Delta 8, Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey, KD8YFW, Terry.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Papa, Bob.
Kilo 8, Lima Echo, K8LE, Andy.
10-8-8-L, Terry, November Alpha, Lima. November Alpha 8, Lima.
Net hole, okay, on the northeast side of the room, we got K-8-RLC, Cal, K-8-YFW, Terry, KD8SYP, Bob, and Bob, since you raised your antenna, it made a difference. You're coming in good, loud, and clear this week. K8LE Andy and NA8L Terry. Any other stations northeast?
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. The name here is Daniel.
KD8OFT, Daniel, got you in there tonight. One last try for stations in the northeast. Okay, we do have one station coming up and breaking the repeater occasionally, but no audio. So improve location, raise the antenna or something, or increase the power. In the meantime, we'll run over to the southeast quadrant. Those stations in the southeast quadrant, please call KD8-IIB.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8-SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, AB8MW, Mike.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike Whiskey, KB8CMW, Paul.
Matt Old, so far in the southeast, we got KD8SYT Lynn and KB8YVI Phil. Missed you both last week. AB8MW Mike and KB8CMW Paul. Any additional stations southeast? But no audio. One last call for station southeast. Moving on over to the southwest. The stations wishing to check into our on-air meeting. Southwest quadrant, please call KD8-IIB.
November 8, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee, N8RFY, Calvin.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Whiskey Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Okay, so far in the southwest, N8 W8RFY, Calvin, and W8RWR, Bob. Good evening to both of you. Anybody else? Southwest corner.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8, HVX, Jim.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Sierra India, KD8, KSI, Holly.
November 8, Uniform Tango India, N8 UTI, Ed.
Southwest, we got N8RFY, Calvin, W8RWR, Bob, KD8HPX, Jim, long time no see, hi, KD8KSI, Holly, and N8UTI, Ed, and the additional stations, Southwest, KD8, hi, IB. We'll move up to the Northwest Quadrant. Stations Northwest, please call. KD8, IIB.
November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee. N8SEY, Sharon.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor. W8RV, Ken.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian. KE8ANW.
Kilo 8 Oscar Victor Papa, K8OVP Frank.
AD8CN Alpha Delta 8 Charlie Mike, Marcel.
Northwest so far, we've got N8SEY, Sharon, W8RV, Ken, K8ANW, Brian, K8OVP, Frank, and 88CM, Marcel. Good evening to all of you. Any more stations in the Northwest?
W8KWG, Whiskey 8 Kilo, Whiskey Golf.
W8KWG, good evening, got you in there. Okay, now any stations outside of Franklin County or stations inside that may have been missed earlier, please call them that. KD8, IIB.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee.
Okay, so far we got N8PBC, John, KD8RTP, John, and KD8WQY, Denny. KB8 station, you broke up right after the KB8. Try again.
KB8YMN, Mark.
KB8YMN, Mark. I thought that was you, but wanted to make sure. Good evening. Any additional stations inside or outside Franklin County?
Kilo 6, Hotel Romeo Uniform.
KE8OUP Parker and K6HRU Bruce. OUB or Parker, be advised, you did break up somebody. I recognize the voice and part of the call. And we also have a station that's still breaking squelch, but not holding the repeater and no audio. Any additional stations at this time?
Kilo, Julia, Pete, Alpha, Mike, KJ8M, Kevin.
KJ8AM, got you in there, Kevin. One last try. Any additional stations inside or outside of Franklin County at this time, please call net. KD8RIB.
Call phone. Gotten. Justice.
Time we'll go to the announcements at this time, I guess. I'll go first since I got the mic in hand. Upcoming NETS, March 24th, next Wednesday, Cal, K8RLC. March 31st, NAYMT, J. I have April 7th, April 14th open. If anybody on the air tonight would like to fill in one of those, speak now.
This is WAKWG. I'll take April 14th.
Hey, Gail, I got you down for April 14th. April 7th, anyone?
NAL, I'll take it.
Okay, Terry, I got you in there, and I think I've got your email in the One Call Now system, but I'm not sure. If you would, just to make sure, send me an email, just my call sign at gmail.com would work fine. Okay, thanks, everybody. We got April taken care of now. Our in-person meeting in April will be April 21st, and I imagine it'll be an on-air meeting once again. John, NAPVC, words of wisdom from you.
Kevin, I wish there were words of wisdom tonight. Nothing pressing right now that I'm aware of. The leadership team is looking for some ways to engage and get folks out and about. So those are things that we're working on right now. And I think we'll wait and hear what Cal has listed for activities. This is NAPBC. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, John, and feel free to break in earlier if something else comes up that you may want to mention. Cal, K8RLC, go ahead.
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, Annette. This is K8RLC. Yeah, things are starting to appear like they're picking up. I'm seeing news articles and other reports of more festivals and parades and other stuff taking place. As of right now, we've been contacted for, as I said before, the 4th of July parade, which will be on July 3rd this year in Reynoldsburg. Also, I'll remind everyone that next week is severe weather / tornado safety week, and the statewide tornado drill is scheduled to kick off on Wednesday the 24th at 9:50 a.m., so the sirens will go off then. Now, of course, that's always dependent upon there not being any severe weather in the vicinity or in the forecast, so stand by on that. We'll probably call up Annette that morning on here on 06. I'm sure there'll be activity over on 76 with Coswin also going on. But if you're around and want to check in, give a holler. And with that, Kevin, I'll give it back to you, K8RLC.
Okay, thank you, Cal. Let's see, who else? Andy, K8LE, anything for us in terms of the readiness program?
Well, this is Andy, K8LE, speaking on behalf of the Emergency Communications Readiness Program, ECRP. And I wish I had an update, I really do, although I can't help but feel that things are starting to point in that direction where we can resume testing of our locations and so forth and ensure the readiness of our locations. But not yet. We're still waiting. We are waiting for the opening of the Franklin County EMA. And once that occurs, we will be talking to our served agencies to see if they are ready to welcome us into their facilities. And once that happens, we will be underway for the ECRP program. But that's where things stand right now. Getting closer, I think, but still not quite there yet. Any questions? This is K8LE.
QVP, are there going to test the sirens by any chance?
Well, the siren testing is out of my bailiwick, but I will pass that back to Kevin to address that question. And hearing no other questions, I'll turn it back to Nat. This is K8LE.
While you were talking there, I also got a check in via text. So that may have been who was trying to get in where you could hear but not hit the repeater. And that's KE8EQQ, John. We've got you checked in since you can hear. KD8RTP, anything from you this evening?
Nope, nothing on the training area. KD8RTP.
Oh, that was quick. NAUTI, Ed? I really have nothing to report either. NAUTI. Okay, let's see. KB8YMN, Mark, anything from the district side of things? I'm putting you on the spot, Mark.
Is this a...
Mark, if that was you, all I got was, is this up? And that was it. You're breaking up terribly. Go upstairs. Okay, Mark, if that's you trying to get in, we're still not getting you. Just give a yell if you get in a better position, and we'll see if you've got anything at that time. We're still quite a bit shy of 8 o'clock, but I think by now most people know that the meeting starts at 7:30 on the third Wednesday. But anybody else on the net tonight got any queries, discussion topics, or anything else for the good of the net, please call net. KD8IIB.
I'll see. Just checking in.
Stephen, just checking in. I did not copy. All I got was like the last two digits of the call, and I barely heard that. Try again.
Yes, the call here is Whiskey Delta 8 November, Victor November, Bob New Room.
WD8NVN. I recognize the voice once I got you, but you came in clear that time. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else checking in or discussion topics or anything else for the good of the net? Please call.
RLC.
Yeah, go ahead, Cal.
Yes, I could have said, you know, in preparation next week being severe weather week, we are seeing, fortunately not to our area, at least tonight, but down south they seem to be getting hit pretty hard with storms and severe weather. I've seen a couple news reports of quite a bit of destruction down there. So I guess as a reminder to everyone, keep your batteries charged up and go kits and 24-hour kits and other stuff available in case some of this weather comes our way. I have a sneaky suspicion this is going to be an active spring season. That's all I have, Kevin, K8RLC.
Hey, Cal, yeah, I did see on a couple of the weather reports today down south. Nasty, nasty. They say that there is a slim, or what's the proper term, marginal, down in far southern Ohio, down by the river, for some severe weather, possible tornadic. Any PVC, anything additional on that?
Kevin, no. You know, we don't, until we get a little farther along, they won't know exactly how far north some of that will go. They are expecting winds, high winds, even into the lower part of central Ohio, be down probably Ross County and below, high winds that could take some power lines down. So I would be making sure that my emergency power is ready to go. NAPBC.
Good idea, John. At this time, any additional check-ins or discussion topics, anything for the net, please call net, KD8IIB.
KBAY, man.
Much better signal, Mark. Did you go upstairs or something?
Yeah. As far as what we've got planned for the district so far, we've got some things in the works, and especially for NVIS Day. So as those things come out, I'll get the word out on that. And as far as the weather and stuff like that there, I got a brother who has some property down in Lawrence County. With that ice and snow and everything they had, I don't know how many trees were down. At one point, there was a solid area of about maybe 30 feet or 30, maybe closer to 30 yards that was just packed with down pine trees because of the ice and snow and the wind. And then, of course, they had the flooding down there. So I think, like you're saying, with the weather coming up, we better be careful. Keep an eye on it. It does seem like things get a little bit worse each year. KBAY, man.
Copy that, Mark. And, yeah, I did hear, additionally, weather-wise, I heard, at least on the local forecast this morning, they said upwards to an inch or possibly more rain in this one that's coming through tomorrow. So, I don't know. That's a local forecast. Like John said, we'll have to wait and see, you know, how far north the system moves and all that. KD8IIB. Anybody else? Anything for the net? Please call.
KWB, what day is NVIS Day?
Oh, I heard that the other night, and now I forget what exact date. Cal, you got it on your calendar.
It is April 24th, K8RLC.
Roger. N8RFY.
RFY, I think that was you. Is that you, Calvin, that called?
Yes, sir, it was. I have a question.
Go right ahead.
Thank you much. I was just wondering, I'm kind of new to the group, and do we ever have any in-person, I mean, obviously since the pandemic's been on, you know, the answer would be no, but I was just curious if we ever had any in-person classes covering operational procedures.
Well, that's kind of a loaded question, Calvin. Normally, up until COVID, yeah, we used to have in-person meetings on the third Wednesday of every month. Tonight would have been one up at the EMA. That could possibly change depending on what happens at the EMA office and if we can meet there and everything. And sometimes during those in-person meetings, we do have training of some type or demonstrations or something like that.
Okay, roger that, and thank you. N8RFY back to net.
Anything additional anybody'd like to throw in on that question?
RLC.
Go ahead, Cal.
Yeah, Kevin, I'll express on your behalf and mine both that it is in the works, it's in the plans and other stuff, and we've been working on it again to do sort of a net control class as such, and also vent coordination class discussion. So those are both in the works discussion phase, and we'll be, you know, once we're allowed to meet together at a place, we'll start working on getting those back and active again. K8RLC.
Okay, Cal, and yeah, come to think of it, I remember right before COVID struck, I had gotten some questions about demonstrating like the nano VNA, and also we were going to have a class on digital modes, primarily, I'm drawing a blank right now, but a couple of digital modes that we were going to have a demonstration on too, because a lot of people questioned about that. FL-Digi is what I'm thinking of. So that's some additional things that were kind of in the planning, but went by the wayside when COVID hit. Anybody else with any comments, discussion topics, questions for the net, anything like that, please call. Nothing else? Well, one last round of check-ins to make sure we didn't miss anybody or somebody that's just tuning in now thinking it started at 8. Please call for check-ins, KD8IIB.
KD8HZZ, Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Zulu Zulu, Ken in Fairfield County.
HCC, Ken, Fairfield County, got you in there loud and clear. Any additional? Well, then, with no further business or check-ins, I'll close this session of our on-air meeting in replacement of our in-person meetings. And we turn the repeater back over to normal amateur operation. Thank you to everybody for checking in tonight. Glad to see you, or hear from you anyway. KD8IIB,